Art, sculpture, drums, peace pipes, and yes, Cupid could even find real arrows at Santa Fe Trail Traders. The finest artisans and craftsmen in the Southwest have their creations at Raton's only true trading post. The symbol of the heart means love and courage, and at Santa Fe Trail Traders, it means big savings for you. Anything with a heart on it, 20% off. This does not apply to items already on sale or consignment items. In the heart of downtown Raton, Santa Fe Trail Traders at 100 South 2nd Street. Craftsman Glass in Raton is closing, and that means most everything in the store is 50% off, including paint, stains, art supplies, and frames, all 50% off. Tools are as marked. Everything is going to be sold. Craftsman Glass will next be open on Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th, and again on Monday, February the 11th, at 9 a.m. each day. Craftsman Glass, 225 North 2nd Street in Raton, is closing. Almost everything is 50% off, and everything must go. Craftsman Glass will next be open on Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th, and again on Monday, February 11th.
Oh, 4G, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Unlimited calling. Unlimited texting.
That's the sound of a happy droid. Look at him with that daisy, plucking petals while gazing into space, describing the wonderful features of unlimited 4G. I've seen this before. When they fully realize the value of unlimited 4G from Plateau, it can have this effect.
Unlimited data.
And all at one low price. Are you about done, droid?
I'm just getting started.
Unlimited daisies. Now that's something I haven't seen before.
Unlimited 4G. Unlimited calling.
Droid, I'll just check back later.
Unlimited texting.
Plateau 4G is now available with unlimited plans featuring unlimited calling, unlimited texting, and unlimited data. These new plans start at just $50 per month. When you visit a Plateau store today, get a free 4G-capable LG Double Play Android phone. Offer ends February 28th. May not be available in all markets. Certain restrictions apply.
All right, all cell phones are off, and here we go with our superstars of business. Welcome to our Superstars of Business as Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors an in-depth look at our area businesses, products, and services. We learn more about our area and local business owners, contributions to the community. It's the Superstars of Business. And our guests this morning are from the Mount Carmel Health, Wellness, and Community Center. I think I got that right. Leo Bonfadini is here, and also Scott Kenland, the CEO. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming. Mount Carmel Health, Wellness, and Community Center. You know, we have some amazing things in our area. We really do. Some beautiful geographic things. We have the NRA Whittington Center on our side. Fisher's Peak. It's amazing. But the Mount Carmel Health, Wellness, and Community Center, wow. It's a wow. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel is a multi-million dollar restoration of two historic Catholic church buildings blended in with new construction. It's the vision produced by the Jay Cimino family. You know, Jay is the owner of Philong Dealerships, and he, as a youth, attended church there at Mount Carmel in Trinidad. And as he grew older, he saw the building, because of age and weather and other factors, begin to deteriorate. Pardon me. And he decided that he didn't want to see that continue. And so he purchased the building and surrounded himself with talented people who helped him exceed the original construction in quality, certainly. It's a five-star building, a beautiful building that's used for a list of purposes as long as your arm, probably, from non-denominational church activities to weddings, concerts, funerals, banquets. There's a brand new cafe that's opened this week, along with a beautiful combination theater / chapel that's been the site of dramatic productions, theatrical productions, and concerts and fashion shows. It really is in the true sense a community center. There's a primary care medical center, a medical clinic available to the public. There's also Spanish Peaks is providing a behavioral health care facilities. So we're very proud of the fact that we're one of the few integrated health care facilities in the state, if not the nation. We're a patient can walk in and choose which direction they want to go for behavioral help or primary care.
It's also a facility that has a tremendous amount of history and sentimental, emotional attachment to it. I'm born and raised in Trinidad. My family went to church there. I went to school there. So when I walk around the building now and I see, whoa, look at me over there. I used to be in the second grade, and that's where I sat. I was third grade over there, and then I learned how to serve Mass in the church. So there's a lot of emotional sentiment. And I think when Jay Cimino wanted to preserve the program, he was not only, preserve the facility. He just didn't want to preserve a facility. I think he was trying to preserve a legacy in its past history. It's been serving the people of Southern Colorado for over 100 years. So people have a tremendous attachment to it. It's the feeling of family. It's a home. It's not just a place. It's people's home. People's home in the past. Now it's people's home in a present dimension. And God only knows what the future is going to hold, but I'm sure it's going to be very exciting.
It's built for the community, and we want the community to feel like they're an equity partner in the project. The chapel is open currently from 8 to 7, 5 days a week, for people just to come in and sit and reflect, repent, whatever they feel like they have to do. It's there for them, and we want the community to feel like it's there for them. And we certainly include Raton as part of that community. I know we have visitors from Raton that come over on a fairly regular basis.
Well, we had a couple come over yesterday, and they had lunch. They were first of all, I gave them a tour. Plus, they bought me lunch. They were so nice, and okay. We had a nice tour of the place, and I've been here all my life. We know we'd cross over that pass between Trinidad and Raton like it's just driving down the street. There's such an affinity of family and friends. A lot of our relatives are over here. So we're sister cities from the core.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever since I was a kid, we used to come over here to the horse races.
What's 20 minutes? In the city. Yeah,
and the
absolutely.
View. It's spectacular. Coming over this morning with that sprinkling of snow, it's so spectacular.
We had a few months ago, we had a combined fashion show and concert. We had Western wear fashions from Solanos, and Sandy brought a group of models over, and then we had contemporary fashions provided by a Trinidad merchant, and it was great. The Western wear fans were much more boisterous and had a great time oogling the models and having a great time, and so it was a really nice event. And
yeah, we really well, do speaking of Western events, then what is it, February 16th?
Well, February 16th,
we're having a country western dance there at Mount Carmel, so I don't think that church has ever rocked like it's going to rock that night. But it's not going to be in the church itself or in the chapel area.
Right.
We have a whole garden level area that's pretty large, and that's going to be very exciting. So that's on the 16th.
Yeah, it's a dinner dance combination.
That but a really very good. Unique thing about Mount Carmel that is crucial to understand, it's what we call mind, body, and spirit. It's an integration of that which affects our lives physically, that which affects our lives behaviorally or psychologically, and all of that is connected spiritually. And so we're trying to bring the three aspects of life together. And part of my responsibility there is to assume some responsibility of providing integration and then directing some of the spiritual programs, which will begin in March, like a lecture or a conference on the spirituality of aging or the spirituality of autonomy or the spirituality of the end of life. Those kinds of issues, which are very keenly integrated into our sense of behavior and our sense of well-being and our sense of illness and disease.
This is the easiest interview I've ever done.
Well, there's two
Italians. Go on. Yeah.
First of all, I've never seen an Italian be quiet for so long.
Well, when one has the other.
I know.
Now, do you have bocce ball courts there?
Bocce ball courts?
Bocce.
Bocce? No.
Bocce, okay.
Oh, is that you're saying we need that?
See, on this side, it's bocce.
Okay,
no.
We'll see what we can do.
We will. And that's what this is for. It's to get people together to share this experience.
Yes.
It's like a universe unto itself is really Mount Carmel.
Even just to come and visit to see it. There's nothing like it in Southern. There's nothing like it that I know of. Just to see what we've done with the Highway of Legends and the outdoor space. And what we're going to do with an amphitheater on the outside, memorial for miners. Our histories are rooted in mining. We all know
absolutely.
That mining and agriculture and farming. And they're going to they're in the process of building this massive memorial for miners on the outside, which will also serve as an outdoor amphitheater for outdoor activities as well.
Great. So plans are continuing for
Absolutely.
This. You said you had a new restaurant, Scott, too?
Yeah, we have the Primero Cafe and Catering that's opened, and we have open for lunch right now. We will soon open for breakfast, hopefully beginning next week. And it's just a light, healthy lunch, soup, salad, and pastries. And we'll have, as we progress, we'll get more into baking and provide and selling homemade bread, homemade pastries. So it's really going to be nice. And you can enter it right off Robinson Avenue if you want. So you don't have to go through the center unless you're curious about and want to look at a beautiful building. Our medical center right now is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 7. But starting March 1st, it will be open 7 days a week. And so there will be a clinic available to whoever.
Okay.
Don't need an appointment. You can walk in. We take all insurances or those. We don't turn anyone down. If you don't have insurance, we work out a payment program. But anybody, everybody's welcome there. So it's available.
We have a full-time medical staff. We have a physician. We have nurse practitioners. We have RNs, you know. And plus the most beautiful waiting room in the Western world.
South of the Broadmoor, for sure.
As you're sitting in there and you hear the Purgatory River dripping through the waiting room, you wonder, what?
You can get kind of an idea of it. Great website, by the way, as a matter of fact. MountCarmelWellness.com.
That's one of the several addresses.
Okay. Yes. All right, very good. We're up there on there right now and see some of the activity going on. You just don't get an idea of it from a picture, though. You have to experience it. Alan has been over there, and he came back, and he was just gushing that what a all-encompassing facility this is, and just very, very beautiful.
It generally exceeds expectations. Mm-hmm. I've taken a lot of people through the building, and there's an emphasis on art, color, beauty, history. And most people are taken aback by its beauty and functionality, because we can host such an eclectic series of special events, whether indoors or out. On the 23rd of February, we're hosting the Perfect Day. It's a trade show for vendors who want to participate in weddings, the production of weddings, quinceañeras, graduation parties. And it's our second annual, and so we'll have 25 or 30 vendors, some from hopefully from Raton, some from Pueblo and Trinidad, who will come down and then
that will help you make your perfect day or have
that's
your
exact.
Perfect day.
What a coincidence! You figured that
I
one out.
I got that.
Good, you're quick today.
You know these Italians.
But you know, there's another side to the fact that it's beautiful, and it has a quality place. But the programming that we are going to be providing in terms of the wellness aspect of Mount Carmel. Prevention aspect of Mount Carmel, because it's cheaper to prevent illness than it is to treat illness. We're partnered with the University of Colorado Medical School, the Anschutz Health and Wellness Center out of Denver. They are very active in trying to bring down the programs that they have created, which are strong, scientific, evidence-based programs related to health and well-being. So our programs are It's just not the place. It's what we are doing is a high-end quality programming for the people of Southern Colorado and Northern New Mexico. We believe that they deserve as fine of health care as anyone else in the state. You don't have to go to Denver or Albuquerque to get good care. You can get it elsewhere. So our programming related to weight loss, related to fine eating, how to eat well, how to stay healthy, how to get healthy. Nutrition-based programs are all designed by the Anschutz Health and Wellness Center out of Denver.
Yeah, right
they
now,
come down every month to meet with us to help us develop these programs concretely.
Right now we're in the middle of a six-week series on called The Matter of Balance, and it's a series of classes geared to those who feel uncomfortable or not confident in walking around, either because of surgery or age. Mm-hmm. So this six-week series helping folks become more independent. And it's great to watch them and to see the progress they make from week to week. In March, we'll start a series of classes called Cooking Matters, where we'll teach, the experts will teach
expert
eater.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an expert eater, too.
How to shop for healthy food, how to prepare healthy food. And anybody's welcome to participate. Mm-hmm. And so they just have to call Mount Carmel and sign up. Then we'll have classes in the near future on the management of diabetes, arthritis, then collaborating with Anschutz on a weight watch type of program, watching your weight and your caloric intake, and all geared to helping us become more healthy.
And Mount Carmel has partnered with Sangre de Cristo Hospice to provide a 13-week grief support group from 6:30, some 6 to 8:30, I believe, starting Tuesday, February 19th. That's support. We've all lost someone. We all know what it's like to lose, to hurt, to ache, to feel the pain of anguish of that loss. And so we will start that grief support group in conjunction with the hospice program to benefit everyone.
From cradle to grave.
Actually, and the...
From womb to tomb.
The options are unlimited, mm-hmm. because it's a total thing about mind, body, and spirit. The Mount Carmel Health, Wellness, and Community Center. We're talking with Scott Candlin, the CEO, and Leo Bonfadini is with the... it's a nonprofit organization, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, the building is owned by the Mount Carmel Foundation, and so it definitely is nonprofit.
Okay. All right. So then volunteers, you have volunteers that help. Donations, et cetera, are very much appreciated, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We would appreciate any type of donation or volunteer work. Mm-hmm. We do have a good eclectic series of activities, and they all require, to some degree, volunteer support, or they can't be produced.
Okay. So. Well, Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're the CEO. How did you get to this point in life at Mount Carmel?
Well, I was originally recruited to Trinidad to manage Cougar Canyon Resort. And then when that went away, I had developed a relationship with Jay, and he asked me to help him out with Mount Carmel. And it's a different kind of activity. It's rewarding to help people who, in many cases, need help. You know, they come to us because sometimes for a specific need, and we're there to provide the service and the help for them. And that's different than managing a golf resort. Mm-hmm. You know, golf resorts are fun and they provide a great amenity to the community, but this provides a service to the community that people need. Research has shown to us that over half of Trinidad leaves town for medical care. And they either go north or south. And so we just felt like there's a void there, and we can help fill that void. And so I came for a golf course, ended up at a beautiful nonprofit five-star building that's there for everybody.
Fantastic. Prior to this life, what was your history?
I started in the hotel business many years ago in the San Francisco Bay Area where I was raised. And then I've just moved all over the West. I've lived or worked in every Western state except Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Some of the places more than once. And it's just been a wonderful experience moving around, seeing the beautiful West. And this is certainly a beautiful part of the country that I had never been to before. And so moving to Trinidad is an experience. And it's a community that's striving to improve and grow and progress and become a real tourist destination. And then through collaboration with Raton, we think we can put together, you know, packages and attractions that will benefit this entire area. So it's been a really rewarding experience.
Kind of a snapshot of Mount Carmel and what it provides. It's all-encompassing, universal, national, et cetera. But it does not forget our roots and our localness, and that's where Dr. Bonfadini comes in.
Yeah, we know, we talk about the roots. The reality is it used to be called Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish Church, you know. So by history, it served the Catholic population. Though it still looks like Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church, it's not intended to serve anything but the entire community. That's important to note because I do believe that it's got that history, and you can't deny the history. It just is what it is. It was what it was, and we move into the future defining a new dimension of Mount Carmel. I'm from Trinidad, born and raised there, so I have an affinity to the church and to the place, to the facility.
Now, you've mentioned the many amenities there. The theater, let's talk about the theater for a moment. Tell us how that works. Is it in the church itself?
Yes, it
okay.
is. It's the original location of the original chapel. It's been... rearranged a bit and certainly upgraded. We have our sound consultant said we have the finest sound system in the state and great acoustics. It's just a beautiful environment. Whether It's for a dramatic or a theatrical production. Early in December, we hosted a Warren Miller Ski Festival with the Warren Miller Ski Film in the as we transformed it back into a theater. And the moderator of that event said, normally these events are held in an elementary school. He said, look at the beautiful environment in which we're hosting the showing the Warren Miller film, and we had a trade show up in one of the other rooms. It can seat about 65, and then upstairs we have an upper-level mezzanine overlooking the theater that can seat another 25 or 30. So for our productions, we've had most of them have been sold out, about 80 or 90 people, and it's appropriate for just about any kind of event that's appropriate
yes.
for that environment.
Very intimate with that. And SCRT has had several events
yes,
there, too, as well.
And they will. They're planning, hopefully, an outdoor theatrical event this summer in our amphitheater, where we can seat a couple, 250 people, you know, very comfortably outdoors. It's just a beautiful theater. It's highlighted by original stained glass windows that have been restored. And it's just... The pews that are used for certain meetings have been original and have been restored. For theatrical or special events, we bring in overstuffed portable chairs so we can squeeze in a few more folks. It's just a great environment.
And pretty much all-encompassing, as we said. If people need more information, maybe would like to use the facilities for a wedding or et cetera, what's the best way to contact?
Call me. 719-845-4821.
Okay.
And we have several weddings coming up real quick, too,
okay.
and graduation parties. So we're developing a good reputation for it.
And one of the weddings involves a horse and carriage, so that'd bring us back to the old days.
There we go. Oh,
man. Bring us back.
How wonderful, as a matter of fact. And I notice also on your upcoming events schedule, you have Ladies' Night coming up, too.
I think that's February 28th. It's for anyone who wants to come, any lady who wants to come. We always try and provide some kind of educational component to it. There's always food and beverage. And, it turns out to be more of a social event where people get acquainted or reacquainted. And it's really a nice event just for the ladies. And it's always well-planned and well-presented.
And up and coming very quickly is that February 16th, Valentine's Day, country style.
Definitely
there
country
at Mount
style.
Carmel. Country dancing, Mike Dardanus is going to provide the music. Hard country, he's a DJ. Tickets are $30 per person, and that's going to go at 6:30 till midnight. Still have tickets available?
Oh, yes. That includes a dinner.
A dinner, too, okay.
Sure.
All right. And some hoofing.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. And that's just in the near future. Long-range plans sound like this is going to go on and be consistent for years and years to come through J. Chimino and the Mount Carmel Health, Wellness, and Community Center.
Can I add sure. one thing? Apparently, you just had a caller inquiring as to the location of Trinidad. Trinidad is north on 25, about 25 minutes from the radio station.
Is Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel, you take exit 14B.
Is this Highway 12, the Highway of Legends?
Right.
Can't miss it. Not possible to miss it. It's beautiful.
It's a landmark.
You'll know, oh, my gosh, here we are.
That must
but
be
But just
it.
Take Highway 12 going west. the Highway of Legends, and there we are.
And when you get to Trinidad, you'll find a really attractive, interesting main street with antiques and Victorian buildings and a nice downtown area with several nice restaurants, as well as...
A lot of galleries were coming up.
Trinidad really is beginning to blossom as an art community, and that's something we're very proud of. We have art walks during the summer, mm-hmm. and probably a couple of dozen... great galleries. The address for Mount Carmel, by the way, something else I should mention, is 911 Robinson Avenue. It's right on Highway 12, as Leo mentioned. And you keep going and you'll end up hitting a lake or two past Mount Carmel.
Okay, if you go to the lake, you've gone too
far.
Yeah,
not too much too far, maybe okay. 10, 15
Unless
minutes.
It's Monument Lake, then you've gone way too far.
All right, but make a stop there, and your body and mind will drink in and be renewed at the Mount Carmel Health, Wellness, and Community Center for Mind, Body, and Spirit.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the experience.
Gentlemen, we've gone a half hour, and we could go another half hour with the amenities and the services provided by Mount Carmel. Of course, the medical services as well. Same contact number. What's the contact number if people would like something for medical services?
845-4880.
Okay.
That's area code 719, though.
Right, right.
It's Colorado.
Right.
And we have the medical services 8 to 7, Monday through Friday. Then starting sometime in March, I'm not sure the exact date, we will have Saturday and Sunday available 8 to 5.
Great.
And then weekends 9 to 5, beginning in March.
Okay.
And it's walk-in, urgent care, anyone.
Okay, very good. The clinic will be open. Mount Carmel Health, Wellness, and Community Center. Dr. Leo Bonfadini, he's the Wellness Center Vice President and Pastoral Director. And Scott Candlin is the CEO of Mount Carmel. They've been our guests today on Superstars of Business. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And you've got a wonderful facility there and a great addition to our area. It's worth a stop and a visit, even just to see it and to make the tour.
You'll see a garden area that we haven't even mentioned, a garden area that's just spectacular, especially in the spring and summer.
Very good.
With the history wall outlining the history of various mining communities up Highway 12. It's really a nice experience.
It's a part of past, present, and the future.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you again, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Our Superstars of Business, we want to thank our sponsor, Pioneer Natural Resources, sponsoring this in-depth look at our area businesses, products, and services. And it's been the Mount Carmel Health, Wellness, and Community Center, our Superstars of Business. We do it every Thursday morning, 9:30 a.m. here on KRTN, Raton, New Mexico. It's almost 10 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain West.